Did you know that whenever we hear stories about Jesus in the gospel, we're supposed to pause and think, so, that's how Jesus was. I should be that way too. That's what discipleship is all about, becoming more and more like Jesus in how we think and how we feel and how we act. This morning's gospel, however, presents a bit of a problem in that regard. In this encounter with the leper, Jesus reveals himself as a miraculous healer. How can you and I possibly imitate that? We will never be able to cure leprosy as Jesus did. But I'm not sure that is the point of the gospel anyway. Let's take another look. Do you remember the precise words of the leper's request? He did not say, if you want to, you could cure me. Rather, he pleaded, if you want to, you could make me clean. That phrase, make me clean, holds the key to this gospel. The Jewish notion of being unclean can be quite puzzling for us Gentiles. For a Jew, being unclean had nothing to do with being dirty or sinful. Rather, an unclean person was someone who, for whatever reason, was temporarily unfit to participate in sacred activities, like worshiping in the temple, or even being around other people. There was a variety of things that would make a person unclean, and many of them had to do with death. For example, I was in the seminary when my father died. As soon as I got the news, I flew home and drove directly to the funeral home. I had not seen my dad for a few weeks, and I remember walking up to his casket and caressing his hands and kissing his forehead. Well, according to the Jewish way of thinking, that simple gesture made me unclean. It did not mean that I was sinful. It just meant that I had become temporarily unclean, ritually unfit, because I had come into contact with a dead person. What's worse, as long as I was unclean, anyone who shook my hand or kissed me would also become unclean because it was considered contagious. For that reason, the leper in today's gospel was not only physically ill, he was also socially isolated, banished from society, cut off from his family and friends. So it's significant that when he approaches Jesus, he asks not to be cured of the disease, but rather to be made clean again, that is, fit to interact with others once more. And Jesus' reaction to the man? Well, the gospel records that Jesus was moved with pity, but that's a feeble translation. In biblical Greek, what Jesus felt was not pity, but splanknizomai, a powerful emotion that's difficult to translate. Generally, scholars render the word splanknizomai as mercy or pity, but it's actually much earthier than that. The splankna are the intestines, the guts. From splankna, we get the word spleen. So when a person feels splanknizomai, she feels an emotion so powerful, it's as if she's been kicked in the guts. That's what Jesus felt when he encountered the leper that day. He felt kicked in the guts on account of the man's predicament. And in response, the gospel reports that Jesus stretched out his hands and touched the leper. In other words, Jesus completely ignored the Old Testament injunction against having physical contact with an unclean person. When Jesus looked that man in the eye, he saw neither a leper nor an unclean person. He simply saw a man who was desperate to be accepted as a human being. Well, how are you and I supposed to imitate that? Almost certainly none of us will ever encounter a leper in our lifetime. But there are different kinds of leprosy, aren't there? I recently read an account about Michael Kerwin, a Catholic and a Washingtonian who died a few years back. For many years, Kerwin worked with the homeless here in the district. His first contact with them was through an outreach group in his parish. With other parishioners, Michael would deliver food and blankets to the men and women living on our streets. One night, just as Michael had set a jug of soup down on the pavement next to a heating vent where the homeless gathered, one of the men sitting nearby scowled at him, grabbed the jug and smashed it to the ground, spilling the soup all over. Michael said he was terrified, but instead of running away, he yelled, "Are you crazy? What did you do that for?" In reply, the man bellowed, "That's to show you what I think of you and your soup. You don't care about us. You bring your food and you set it down on the ground the way you'd feed a dog, and then you walk away. We're people too. Talk to us. We don't bite." Michael said that he felt as if he had been kicked in the guts. Before that evening, he always felt pretty satisfied about what he had been doing. He thought he was imitating Christ by feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. That night, however, he realized that handing out food and blankets was not enough. It struck him forcefully that the homeless were people too, people like you and me, people with the same need to be loved and respected that we have. As with Jesus in today's gospel, Michael learned that he had to get over his uneasiness and touch the leper. And so he changed the way he interacted with the homeless. He began to walk the streets, sometimes without food or blankets, just to visit with the men and women he met. That's when Michael Kerwin began to act like Jesus. This morning, that same gospel challenge is pitched to you and me. Single-handedly, we may not be able to cure homelessness or addiction or mental illness, but like Jesus, we can learn to recognize the humanity of the person behind the condition and touch him or her with a compassionate word or a reassuring touch. If we listen carefully, we might even hear that person say, "If you want to, you could make me clean again." Let us renew our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Turning to the Lord, we give voice to our prayers.
Let us pray for a church that seeks out those on the margins. May we bring Christ's healing touch to all those who feel far from God's love. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are homeless and suffering in the cold. May this parish act in love to meet their needs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for married couples. May their covenant be a witness of God's love for the church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who feel distant from God. May the Spirit make God's love manifest through us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, especially Anna Cullather and the Reverend John Graham. May they be given hope in their illness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died, especially John Gregory Pizzarella Sr. and Emily Janet Gervais. May they see God face to face. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, you sent Jesus to heal us and to proclaim the good news of salvation. Hear these prayers that we might come to the dignity of the life you promise. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. My sisters and brothers, our simple gifts of bread and wine are now prepared. Pray with me that they be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through